13th parak of Ohel's 5th Mishnah. Eilu matam is a tefach. We learned in previous Mishnah, I said if it's a hole, one square tefach between two rooms, the tumah goes from one to the next. These are things that if they put in a tefach, they stop it up, and now the hole is less than a tefach, tumah will cease to go from one to the next. If you have pochus megzayis bosom, it might think they wrote about tumah. See, it's a big chiddush because l'chayra, something that is tummy cannot prevent tumah from going through. But if it has less than the shear of tumah, for example, less than a kezayis of flesh from a dead body, is not matame. So meila, if you have that, so mayat roiva atumas. If you have in the house the tumah that is going to cause the tumah smeis is roiva kav, a certain amount of bones, and you have in the window between the two houses a piece of this meat, flesh of a dead person, which is less than a kezayis, then it stops the tumah from going across, because it's not the same type of tumah, same source of tumah that you have in the house. Or pochus me'esen kisayim and might they take kizayis baser. The other way around, if you have a kizayis baser in the house, that's matama ba'oihel, and the thing stopping up on the window is a little piece of bone which is less than the shear, that's matama over there. Pochus me'kizayis min ha'meis, if you have less than a kizayis of a dead person, pochus me'kizayis min ha'nevela, less than a kizayis of a dead animal, pochus me'kadosh min ha'sheretz, less than the size of a bean, lentil bean of the flesh or blood of a rodent, one of the 8 shrugsim that the Torah says that when they die they're metame. In other cases, if you have less than a beitza of oichlim, which is not metame, other things, tvuah shebachaloin, or if you have tvuah, all these things, it has to be that you're designed to permanently leave. The Gemara says if you're just putting it there temporarily, it's not enough. The Rav says this kochi is a spider web, or it's the filling of a reed, which is some spongy type of substance. If it's yesh bo mamish, if it's something that has some real substance to it, then it is metame. It prevents the tumah from going through this window. It's memayit. It limits the size of the window. Also, nivlas leftar shelechishiv aleh, a dead kosher bird that he did not plan to eat it. It's menastam, not something that people eat, and therefore it's not considered food, and it's not a kapal tumah. And the mele prevents the tumah from going through by making the window smaller than it was. The nevelas oif tami shechishu lev leichshira. The nevela of a oif tami, a not kosher bird, that he thought about eating it, and he also had it come in contact with the shiva mashkim, the 7 different types of liquids. And if it doesn't have these 2 stages, that he planned to eat it and came in contact with the liquids, it's not matame. Or it's the other way around, that he did come in contact with water, but he did not intend to eat it, it's not mekabel tumah, and therefore it will prevent the tumah from going through this window if it causes the window to be less than 1 square tefach.